NPR's Vulcan Flick, hard to say if CBS did enough on 60 Minutes story, real problem is Weiss came in late. By Ian Hanchett on December 24, 2025. On Tuesday's broadcast of WBUR's Here and Now, NPR media correspondent David Vulcanflik stated that it's difficult to tell if 60 Minutes gave Trump administration officials enough of a chance to defend their actions in a segment on the Scott prison. But the real problem, in terms of the question of good faith, is that Barry Weiss did so late in the game. Is that the sort of thing that the editor-in-chief should be weighing in on 36 hours before broadcast? And this looks like a new leader coming in, wanting things to be done in a different way, not understanding the rhythms and the mores entirely of the franchise, the valuable franchise that she's seeking to reshape. Vulcanflik said that it's a little hard for me to evaluate if the Trump administration was given enough opportunity to defend themselves in the story. He continued, certainly, Sharon Alfonsi, the correspondent on the segment, as you alluded to, in an email that she circulated to colleagues 38 minutes after the show announced that her segment would not be running Sunday night, said that she had reached out to Homeland Security, to the Department of State, to the White House, to try to get people, and that they had said no comment, and that, as a result, Barry Weiss was effectively handing a veto or a kill decision over to the White House. I will say, this morning, Axios' Sarah Fisher reports, and I find her reporting over time to be credible, that there were actually comments from those agencies, and that it was a little surprising, in effect, that they were not incorporated. We don't know what the text of those comments are. I think the real problem, in terms of the question of good faith, is that Barry Weiss did so late in the game. Is that the sort of thing that the editor-in-chief should be weighing in on 36 hours before broadcast? Vulcanflik added that there is corporate and political context that is hard to get away from. Even if, at its heart, this looks like a new leader coming in, wanting things to be done in a different way, not understanding the rhythms and the mores entirely of the franchise, the valuable franchise that she's seeking to reshape. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.